Assist client on estate planning legal assistance need. After someone dies, there are still certain remaining legal obligations, although now it will be the responsibility of the decedent's estate and survivors to handle them. Helping a client select a legal representative. Taxes. A counselor should be prepared to assist their clients with these legal issues and help them seek relevant legal assistance and advice. Counselors can provide this information to clients who are planning for after their own deaths and also to clients who are responsible for handling these issues after a family member has passed away. Educate client on legal assistance selection criteria. Estate planning involves many processes and tools that require legal assistance. While a counselor cannot provide any specific legal assistance, they can help prepare their clients by providing them with the information they need to seek advice from relevant professionals and the criteria to use when deciding on which attorney to hire. Some criteria all clients should consider when selecting an attorney. Can they help with the client's specific needs? What are their qualifications and are they current? Do they provide a written agreement, retainer? Some key questions to ask a prospective attorney. Do they offer a free initial consultation? What services will they provide? How much do their services cost and will it be charged as a flat fee or hourly? How often will they communicate with the client and through what method? What are the pros and cons of suggested solutions and strategies? Clients should also be reminded that they are not bound to any single lawyer. If they decide to switch representation, they can do so if they are dissatisfied with the representation they have received. Final taxes. As the saying goes, the only guarantees in life are death and taxes. So too, unfortunately, is it true that after death, taxes remain. The estate plan should also include instructions for two final tax returns. Estate tax return. Final tax return. Both of these returns become the responsibility of the decedent's surviving spouse or executor, as designated by the decedent or court-appointed. Both should be submitted by the regular April tax deadline, unless an extension has been granted. On the final tax return, the filer should indicate on the form that the person has died. After filing, any taxes owed will have to be paid by the estate, which must happen prior to the disbursement of any assets to beneficiaries. If a refund is due, the IRS has a special form to complete in order for a beneficiary to collect a deceased person's tax refund. Clients who need assistance drawing up instructions for or filing these two returns for a deceased family member should hire an accountant.